We were walking back to the bench now, most of us lighting up. Ned looked like he could use a cigarette himself, or something. Big knock of whiskey, maybe. Inside the barracks, things would be going back to normal. Steph Colucci would already be noting an improvement in her radio reception, and soon the DSS dish on the roof would be receiving again. All the scores, all the wars, and 6 home shopping stations. If that wouldn't make you forget about the hole in the ozone layer, then by God, nothing would. How could folks not know? Ned asked. Something as big as this? How could it not get out?
It's not so big, Phil said. I mean, it's a Buick, son.
A Cadillac?
Now that would be big.
Some families can't keep secrets, and some families can, I said. Ours can. Tony Shane Dinks called that meeting in the country way 2 nights after the Buick came in and Ennis disappeared, mostly to make sure we would. Tony briefed us on any number of things that night. Ennis's sister, of course, how we were going to take care of her and how we were supposed to respond to her until she cooled down.
If she ever did, I wasn't aware of it, Huddy said.
And how we were to handle any reporters if she went to the press. There had been 12 troopers there that night, and with the help of Huddy and Phil, I managed to name most of them. Ned wouldn't have met all of them face to face, but he'd probably heard the names at his dinner table, if his dad talked shop from time to time. Most troopers do. Not the ugly stuff, of course. Not to their families. The spitting and cursing and bloody messes on the highway. But there's funny stuff, too. Like the time we got called out because this Amish kid was roller skating through downtown Statler holding on to the tail of a galloping horse and laughing like a loon. Or the time we had to talk to the guy out on the Culverton Road who'd done a snow sculpture of a naked man and woman in a sexually explicit position. "But it's art," he kept yelling. We tried to explain that it wasn't art to the neighbors. They were scandalized. If not for a warm spell and a storm of rain, we probably would have wound up in court on that one. I told Ned about how we dragged the tables into a big hollow square without having to be asked, and how Brian Cole and Dickie Duck Elliott escorted the waitresses out and closed the doors behind them. We served ourselves from the steam tables, which had been set up at the front of the room. Later there was beer, the off-duty troopers pulling their own suds and running their own tabs, and a fug of blue cigarette smoke rising to the ceiling. Peter Quinlan, who owned the restaurant in those days, loved the chairman of the board, and a steady stream of Frank Sinatra songs rained down on us from the overhead speakers as we ate and drank and smoked and talked. Luck Be a Lady, The Autumn Wind, New York, New York, and of course My Way, maybe the dumbest pop song of the 20th century. To this day I can't listen to it, or any Sinatra song really, without thinking of the country way and the Buick out in Shed B. Concerning the Buick's missing driver, we were to say we had no name, no description, and no reason to believe the fellow in question had done anything against the law. Nothing about theft of services, in other words. Queries about Ennis were to be taken seriously and treated honestly, up to a point, anyway. Yes, we were all puzzled. Yes, we were all worried. Yes, we had put out watch-and-want bulletins, what we call W-2s. Yes, it was possible that Ennis had just pulled up stakes and moved on. Really, we were instructed to say anything was possible, and Troop D was doing its best to take care of Troop Rafferty's sister, a dear lady who was so deeply upset she might say anything. As for the Buick itself, if anyone asks about it at all, tell them it's an impound, Tony had said. No more than that. If anyone does say more than that, I'll find out who and smoke him out like a cigar. He looked around the room. His men looked back at him, and no one was stupid enough to smile. They'd been around the Sarge long enough to know that when he looked the way he did just then, he was not joking. Are we clear on this? Everyone got the scoop? A general rumble of agreement had temporarily blotted out the chairman singing, "It was a very good year." We had the scoop, all right.